This is the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast, lighthearted and heartfelt conversations about what it looks like to live, heal, and blossom in middle age. I'm your host, April Pruitt. Let's get our bloom on. Hey, mid-bloomers, what's going on? I hope all is well with you. Now, I can't believe this, but this is episode number 23. Yay! I got my podcast up and running last year. Little slow start, some delays, but got things in order, picked up in February of this year when I had my official launch. Thank you all for being a part of this fantastic experience. And it's only just begun. This is close to the end of my first season. My last episode will air next week. It will be about friendship, which we know is so complicated, can be wonderful, can be difficult. We make mistakes, we judge, we get selfish. But I think it's a great way to end the season thinking about friendships. They can be such a special thing in our lives. Season two will begin in September. So in between the break, I will have some bonus and some teaser episodes during the summer. If you've enjoyed this first season, if you've learned some things, if you've loved some things, if things just made you feel something, and I hope that's all good, please show your appreciation by giving me 5 stars or a positive review of some of your favorite episodes. It really, really helps me to know what you want to hear. I will certainly continue my personal journey. I was actually going to finish up with the whole therapy issue by ending with the longest therapist relationship I had, which turned into kind of a unfortunate situation. But you know what? I just thought, you know, I just want to focus on positivity since really this is the last or close to my last episode. So anyway, you know, I'll continue the rest of the therapy next season. That's next fall. And I will also get into some of the things I had discussed earlier that I would talk about, like nursing home care and dealing with elderly relatives and family. I really didn't get into that at all this season. There's so much to share. I will go into that in the fall. And I've got some very special guests joining next fall, so I'm excited about that. And so really what I want to do now, I want to start by focusing on why I started this podcast. I wanted and needed to make changes in my life, and things happened that kind of forced me into that position. I was fired from my job, and so I had to make some decisions. I had a mom that was having some health problems that I had to deal with. And so I began working with my, oh my God, cat. My spiritual coach, who has helped me tremendously, and I've talked about her throughout the season. But again, I want to focus on the positive aspects of what I want everyone to have and what we're all deserving of. One is giving yourself permission to dream. And that's what I did. I thought about the things I was passionate about, storytelling in general. And that started in the form of a memoir I'm working on. And now in this podcast, I am in love with my own stories, with other people's stories. I'm a very curious person. And when you can imagine or think about or dream about, you can make those things come to life. You really can. I did. If somebody told me that I would have a podcast and that the podcast is doing well, I just wouldn't have believed it truly. So I'm a grateful, grateful, grateful woman. And here's the other part of it is don't try to do everything at once. So I started the memoir. Then I wanted to do the storytelling. So I start with the podcast. Then I was going to take some speech courses through a friend. And I kept delaying it frankly, because I just had too much going on. And then I was going to join some other groups. And then I had to take a step back and say, okay, no, I can't do everything at once. I could, but I don't know how well I'd be able to do it all. So I needed to get at least one season under my belt with the podcast so I get comfortable with the routine that I have and getting things in line and then being a guest on other people's podcasts. So there was just a lot to do. And so I just had to pare some things down. The other part of this is connecting with like-minded people. And that has been amazing. Out in social media, I've met some great folks through LinkedIn and through Facebook. People that have ended up coming on my show are people that I've just stayed in touch with. And it really, what's the word I want to use? My vibration. It's raised my positive vibration. And as that happens, I'm attracting the same like-minded people. Then there's the fear factor, okay? And I say in the opening, in my introduction on my podcast platform, that I'm brave, but it doesn't mean I'm not afraid. It's, okay, yep, I'm scared. Oh, let's just keep doing this. Let's be prepared. Let's go on through it. Let's do what we need to take action. Let's do what we need to take those steps forward. And last but not least, celebrate your successes. And I've done that. I've celebrated them. And then I think I can't even believe I did that. I did that. I have to stay in my head and be present and know that, yeah, it just didn't happen, April. You actually did the work. You did the work to be prepared to take these steps, to be successful, and to be celebrated. That it's okay to do that. It's okay to feel good about yourself and be positive. So here I am, middle age, finding my passion, feeding my creative soul. If someone had told me again, I say it again, but if somebody had told me that this would be happening right now, I would not believe them. So you can do anything, anything. And I believe it. I believe that. So before I end, though, there are a couple of things that I left off as far as tips on some of my episodes, like my last solo episode when I was talking about taking medication and the first medication didn't really work out and waited another year to try something else that really worked. What I want to be clear about is that in both cases, I saw either a general practitioner or a psychiatrist. They have to be the ones to actually approve the medication. But then the psychiatrist portion of it is them monitoring you on that medication. Your social worker can certainly monitor you as well. But the psychiatrist really is the one that, again, can determine what medications are allowable and then monitor you on that medication to see if it's, you know, if it's working. Don't forget that I know people that have taken medication. They don't see anybody. And so there's nobody to regulate it. There's no one to say, yeah, it's working. You need more. You need less. And they can do their own thing. I can share my opinion, but it's their choice. And again, before I forgot my disclaimer here is that I'm not a professional. It is just my opinion here about these different things. You do whatever you want to. I always recommend seek guidance from your own professional and that my opinions about therapy or medication are all my own. So let me get to the last tip that I have. And it's about when you're first meeting your therapist. I think what's important is that you have kind of a get to know you meeting, that there's no requirement of so many sessions, but just to meet that person and see how you feel about that person. You might get a sense of how they work and if they're a good fit for you. The other part of this is as you're seeing someone, if there is any point where you feel uncomfortable or you feel that they said something inappropriate, if there is a physical touch, that's raising red, yellow flags saying, stop, stop, wait a minute, wait a minute. If you ever feel uncomfortable, it's okay to get up and walk out. It's okay to make a phone call to whatever organization and say that you feel like you have been inappropriately treated. Again, whether it's something personal that they've said to you or something they've made you feel uncomfortable, you have every right to seek some help and guidance about that. Okay. So, all my mid bloomers, thank you. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for hanging in there with me, for listening. Please share anything you want to. I'd love to hear from you, and I would love to get those good reviews. It does make a difference for me. So next to last episode, next episode will be about friendship. I think it's going to be a really, really good one for all of us. So thank you, mid bloomers, for hanging with me. I really do care about you, and I hope you do too. Thank you for joining me today on Living in Mid-Bloom. I hope you found this episode insightful, meaningful, and maybe it's given you something to think about. I invite you to share your positive reviews or ideas on topics you would like me to touch on by leaving your comments on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. We are all divine beings who just want to be seen, heard, and loved. Have a beautiful day.